In the final days of 2020, weeks after Donald Trump lost his re-election bid, a man named Stuart Rhodes urged the defeated president to declare martial law.
Rhodes urged Trump supporters to back him up because if they didn't, he said, it would be worse.
We're going to have to do it ourselves later in a much more desperate, much more bloody war. Let's get it on now while he is still the commander-in-chief.
Rhodes is on trial for what he did after that speech, taking part in the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Prosecutors accuse him and four others of seditious conspiracy.
They're members of a group called the Oath Keepers. NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson has been at the courthouse. Carrie, good morning.
Good morning, Steve.
What is the case against these men?
Prosecutors say these defendants concocted a plan for an armed rebellion to overturn the 2020 election. They're building their case using photos, video, text messages. They told this jury that Oath Keepers founder Stuart Rhodes bought weapons and military gear before January 6th. And on the day itself, Rhodes allegedly typed, "All I see Trump doing is complaining." So the Patriots are taking matters into their own hands. The prosecutors say Rhodes acted like a battlefield general. 2 minutes after he had a call with another defendant in the case, a group of 14 people, including Oath Keepers, started marching in military-style formation toward the Capitol steps. Later on, after January 6th, Rhodes allegedly said he regretted not bringing rifles that day. Prosecutors say the Oath Keepers kept their weapons on January 6th across the river in suburban Virginia as part of what they call a quick reaction force.
Well, given his own text messages, his own calls, his followers' actions, and the weapons nearby, what's his defense?
Well, the defense lawyers really went after the idea of a quick reaction force. They said the Oath Keepers had used those in emergencies after something bad happened, not to conduct attacks on offense. And the lawyer said it's totally legal to keep weapons in your room in a hotel in the state of Virginia. A lawyer for Stuart Rhodes says even though things may look inflammatory when you hear the government's case, Rhodes did nothing illegal. He says Rhodes is deeply patriotic and loves this country. We've heard from lawyers for two other defendants in this case, named Thomas Caldwell and Jessica Watkins. Caldwell's lawyer criticized the FBI investigation. Watkins' lawyer says she's a transgender woman. He says she's never quite felt like she fit in, and that will explain some of her actions.
Okay, so that is the opening arguments from each side. What kind of evidence is out there?
Yeah, the jury is now hearing from an FBI agent who arrived at the Capitol on January 6th. He says it looked like a bomb went off in the Senate chamber, and he saw U.S. senators who were hiding at the time for their safety, crying and in shock. The government's going to call as many as 40 witnesses. We've also learned that Stuart Rhodes, the lead defendant in this case, will take the witness stand later in the trial. He graduated from Yale Law School, so he has some legal experience, but there's no word yet on whether any of the other defendants intend to testify.
I guess we should mention there have been multiple convictions, multiple guilty pleas of other January 6th defendants, but there's got to be a lot of pressure on this particular case.
Very high seditious conspiracy charges can be hard to prove. If the government fails to meet that high bar, it could undermine a lot of claims it's been making connected to the January 6th attack. And the DOJ has two more seditious conspiracy trials scheduled for later this year, one involving other Oath Keepers, another against leaders of the far-right group called the Proud Boys.
NPR Justice Correspondent Carrie Johnson, thanks so much.
Happy to be here.